Rishus Av Mari. Balding Simon Rashid Aleph, Sugya of Kadima Bebrachas. It's a Gishmak Sugya, a little bit confusing. There's Machalikis Tanoim, Machalikis Amroim, Machalikis Yishreinim, Machalikis Apaiskim. And to go through the Simon, some Chabura spends a little more time, a couple of weeks on it. But we try to go through a bit kitzer, try to focus on the Ikka Halach over here. If you want, it's a Sefer Malbushim. Malbushim Mordechai has over 350 pages just on the Simon. Goes through all the Klom, Barichis, Ian Rav. Try to stick the what it says over here. First to be Maktim, is there a Seder Negeta Achilo? That means over here it's causing a Seder Negeta Brachas. Let's say you already made a Bracha, only get to eating something. Should you take Zayim Minim or Chav first Negeta Achilo Shavoy? So Pasha steams up place come over here. We did not see any idea to be Maktim what to go eat first. Down the Isra, what's this question? I want to say there's no Kedima. However, they point out, we get the Loch and Siv Dalid, and whatever is Muktim a Pasik goes first. Eres Chitav Asaira v'chulu. Now, the idea of a Brach Rishayna, we Paskim Iker, they didn't do Rabbonim. We raised to the end of the Simon Reish tests, Mechab brings down, you have a Sofik, Brach Rishayna, Sof Drabon Lukula. That means we all Brach Rishaynas, and they didn't do Rabbonim. So how can he come along and say that called Muktim Apostik, the Negeat of Bracha Rishayna, goes first? If there's no din of Bracha Rishayna, Minatara over here. As I fact up Nei Yeshua. So Abiyashiv wants a taino that we see from the Gemara, the Zegedima in Achilo. The Apostik telling you what to go eat first. What's more Choshev? What does Shvach do it? It's either Brach Shabai or the Shvacha Aretz. That goes first, Negeat to the Sugi of Achilo. He does say it has to be dafka, the first thing you eat, not afterwards. The first bite that you take has to be the thing that the pasuk is makdim. Does not come out much of an afkamino once you make brachas over here. That's his chiddush over here. The Pnei Shul Mais does not seem to answer this way. Once Medayik and Rashi, they read Rashi slowly. Rashi says, not for the shvach negeta bracha, and the shvach in Eretz Yisrael over here. And therefore, we're taking to the concept of brachas over here. So, it does come out, again, practically, not much of an afkamina, whether it's a kedima or not. Again, there's a sefer afiki maginim, and once they not the way, this is a kedima, and they get the sugya of achil over here. But maisa comes out, practically, and the steam is apoliskim, there's no mailo, be makdim, what to go eat first over something else, once you make the bracha. A second thing, once discussing the sugya of makdimus, what to be makdim, so Mishabura starts off, at certain times you do not have to worry about the idea of kedima. First, he brings down the Ramon Tsefei. Then, first, he did not plan to go eat it. Don't have to be mocked in it. He brings down the Truva Deshin in the Beis Yosef, the Ramon Tsefei. Mishabura says, you do not plan to go eat it. There's no sugya being mocked in it. Now, it sounds like you don't plan to eat it at all. Let's say you do plan to eat it, but you don't plan to eat it right now. I plan to eat it on the second course, the dessert. So the Bialoch and Sif Gimel sounds like also, I don't plan to eat it right now. It should be the same concept over here, the same Inyan. Again, I see there's a Chiddush in the Chodshani. He wants to tie down what the Mishpura means, not being Makdim. We don't plan to go eat it, or eat it right now. It's definitely a case with the not Bracha Shavas. You're making two Brachas. Once the Bracha Shavas, let's say you plan to go eat a cake. You plan to have spaghetti, both Mezainas, once come to pot one over another. Nechnami be nichn together since they're being patted one upon another, as if I'm eating both right now, I would have a sugya of kedimus. Maisa does not seem to be that's the meaning of Klal Yisrael. If you don't plan to eat it right now, that's not nichl in your choice right now. I want to eat spaghetti right now. Cake is more chav to me. Possible be kisses, it would have a mile over here. Maisa does not seem to worry about the concept, like the Pashas Mishabura, there's no kedim over here. A second thing the Mishabura says, let's say you plan to eat it. It's not in front of you right now. To go get it as if it's not in front of you, it's not an option right now. A second time, there's no sugya kedima, it's not in front of you. A third time, there's farming down. Is let's say you eat one first. You have a bayah mitzav the sugya sof brachas. On the second thing, you're not sure what to make a bracha, how to make a bracha, what to go do. You're switching the order mitzav the sugya bracha. So doing mitzav the reason over here. Also, be not nichal the mailo of kedima. A fourth time, there's a loch ketanis and the ritva and hilchas brachas being done. Let's say there's a set way how to go eat. The example that the loch ketanis is causing, people eat first peiris, then they'll drink. A lot of people will not drink first, because it makes believe that you filled up, you're not really filled up. So times, if there's a seder, how a person to go eat, it's as if you do not plan to go eat it right now. Therefore, also nichon negeda of no kedima. So we have certain cases that make sense. The kedima means ba'ikar, the seder shabbos, when I want to eat both right now. When I don't want to eat both right now because they're not in front of me, because it's not the order of eating things, because I want to eat it for the second course, I'll be sure that's not nichon the choice of what to go do to get to the idea of kedimas. With that akdama, we have to realize that there are three sukkahs you have to go through to put the whole siman together. The first sukkah, we have a mission of Bim and Beis. A question, if you have min shiva or you have something that's chaviv, what goes first? The mission being down there, Yehuda says that the min shiva goes first. Mash enkin the chum says, eizim hem shiyirtza. The gemara and daf aleph, being down, machloik is what's pshat in the mission of machloik samurayim. Is the machloik to the Mishnah Dafko says Ula when brachos are shavos? You have a case of a zayis which is the eighth tapuach the eighth. A case when the brachos are shavos, the Behuda says zayminim wins out. Mashe enkin the chum says chavod wins out. However, the case with the not brachos are shavos, one's the eighth, one's a domo. In that situation, the halacha is chayzer mevarach alzeh v'chayzer mevarach alzeh. Or the Gemara brings down machloik of Ami and of Yitzchak Dafko. That one of them comes and says, just like there's a machlokes when it's bracha shavus, who did the machlokes also when it ain't bracha shavus? Ad kam the sugyo. There, once we have this machlokes in the Mishnah and the Gemara, we really have to answer four questions to understand what comes out from the Gemara. Number one, do you pass like the Chomim or Rabbi Yehuda? Do you pass like Chaviv or do you pass like Zayminim? Number two, we have to know what does it mean when it says Mevarach Alzeh V'chayzim Mevarach Alzeh. Number three, what's the definition of Chaviv? And number four, do you pass like Ula the Machlek is Dafka when Brachas Shabbos? Or do you pass like the second Losh, like one man Yomor, even Brachas ain't Shabbos? When you answer all four, you can put what comes out from the Sugya. So first, do you pass like Chavim or Yehuda? Do you pass in Chaviv or Zayiminim? So, the Rambam Zainyan, Pirish Mishnayis, says, Halacha kechomim. The simple reason is, Yocha the Rabbim, Halacha kechomim. Therefore, we pass on like chachomim, chov odif. Now, come along with me, Halacha says, the Rabbim is not adas yochid. He brings down this eshkol that way. He says, the Ru'ah, he says, the Chinuch. Now, he says, the Ru'ah and the Chinuch are the same person. Everyone opens up a Chinuch, and the Akdom over there points out that we know the Ru'ah and the Chinuch is not the same person. So, two different Rishonim over here. And the Chinuch, and there's a Ritva, and there's Rav Yo, or Zerua, Rav Mishnayis. We have Rishonim passing clearly like the Chachamim. Now, once you're passing like the Chachamim, do you have a right? Do you pass like the Lishna Kama, Lishna Basra? They point out, according to Rambam, once you pass like the Chachamim, there's no right if you pass like Ulo, or the second Lashon. Because anyway, you pass like the Chachamim, the Locha that Chaviv will be that Zayiminim. No clear right from the Rambam. No clear right for the Rambam how he paskins. Atzal Hashem, he places being on the Bahag, when the Shakti of the Taya of the Sugi over here, and the way how the Moraim seem to paskin, is Faket like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Loch of Zayiminim is a case of Odif. And therefore the words of Mishabur is right, Mishan was that way, he has the Ben Yoino, the Rashba, the Smak, the Rosh, the Tor, the Skirid, they paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that Zayin Minim is a case that beats over the case of Chaviv. So we have a clear machlokes in the Mishnah, clear machlokes among the Rishonim. Halacha l'maisa, there is a kitzer, Rami Pano, they want paskin like the Chobim. However, the Mechaber, when you read him, in Sif Aleph, he brings down only the Rambam Shita, only the Rabbi Yehuda Shita. He has two ways how to read Rabbi Yehuda. In Sif Beis, he brings down the Chobim Shita. The Pasha of the Mechaber is Yavastan V'Yishabim. He's paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, you read the Bach, you read the Pirim Godim, the Chai Odom, Tereish Sol Mishnayis. Mishmur brings down numerous times, but Ikri passing like Rabbi Yehuda, that the loch is that Min Zayin is Odif. We hold that the Min Zayin over here beats out the case of Chaviv. Again, if you read the Taz is interesting, it gets involved and says, the loch is, whatever you do, Yesha Min Lismoich. There's no clear Achor among the Paiskim, among the Rishonim, what to go do over here. And he writes three different cases when you can do whatever you want. He has whether you have a choice of Min Zayin versus Chaviv. He has a second case whether it's not Shavuos of Min Zayin versus Chaviv. And he has a third case, Machlokes, what is Chaviv? The Rosh, the Rambam, Chav means general, or right now, all three, says the Taz, do what you want. There's no achra, yisha milismach, you can do whatever you want. And the Aruch HaShulchan Pasuk is this way. The grass is also mitzadah like the Taz over here. Now when it says do what you want, the Pimgon has a chiddush, says do what you want and pick something and always go with that mahalach. Otherwise, Tati is asri. You pick one, you can't switch. Always take Zayin Minim. Always take Chaviv. Otherwise, everyone knows you take Mincha one time before Shkia, one time after Shkia, Tati is asri. Maisa, the Pashas is reading the Taz is not the way. And Avoza points out, Yesh L'chalik. First of all, by the case of Mincha Ma'ariv, besides this Avoza, numerous Paiskim want to argue, say it's not Tati is asri, the Aruch HaShulchan. Void, the Loch is Tati is asri, Dafkin that day, not the next day. You can do Mincha today before, next Mincha next day afterwards. Not totally Zebazah, how it's the most place you want to go. The Maisa, and the simple reading of the Taz sounds like whatever you do, Yesha Min Lesmoich. Fine, it's a Bavucha Pshat in the Taz, how to take it out. And again, once you have the Taz, you have the Aruch HaShulchan and the Graz Mitzad, the way also, we do what we want. However, Aloch Lemaisa, we make a Pasuk like the Mishnah Berurah. You have a case of Chovev versus Zayminim, Maisa, what went out. We Pasuk like the Mishnah Berurah, that's where I'm going over here, that we go like a Behuda, that Zayminim is Odif. The classic Nafkamino. This is Leil Rosh Hashanah. Leil Rosh Hashanah, we bring out, as the Gemara says, to have the Simonim, Tomorim, Zayminim over here, we have a case of Rimoin, pomegranates over here, also Simonim. Also, the Ramah brings down the Minik from Ariel already to have a Tepuach with Vash. Both is a case of eight, to the Zayminim, what wins out. When we know what's Rishonim, and the Hanhogis among Klai Yisrael, they bring down, when you make a bracha on the apple, by Pre-Eight, it passes to the Dvash, you don't make a bracha on the Dvash. Who makes a bracha on the apple? Look what we're saying, based upon Asugi over here. We have Zayin Minim versus Tapuach. Even if Tapuach is Chaviv, what wins out? Zayin Minim wins out. David, what's the correct thing to eat Leil Rosh Hashanah? Should you make the bracha?
You have the Dvash there with apple.
True, that's correct. But Maisa, what should you make the bracha on? You make the eights Leil Rosh Hashanah, you make the eights on the Rimon and the Tamar? Or you make the eights on the apple over here.
On the apple. Apple and the dvash.
So there are numerous from the same case.
Don't put the other ones on.
Oh. So numerous farming down, Sidurim somehow have the apple first. Come on the ready the Kav HaChaim in the Lord Hashem that says, but learn this to go over here. Zayminim go first. Yoyz Chaim Zonnefeld says, Zayminim, Shlom Zalman, Shmuel Kamenetsky, Rav Vosner, and the Swam point out, we learn this to go, we pass like the Mishnah Berurah. And therefore, the loch is, we should do Zayin Minim first. Now, there is a Kav HaChaim who tries to, number one, defend the Minig. You could say, very simple, Taz, Aruch HaShulchan, Ezmem Shiyetzer. But come along, Shlomo Zalman says, we should do at least on the Yom HaDin, at least follow Shulchan Aruch. The Cholopach is Yom HaDin, follow Shulchan Aruch. It says, make sure follow what's on Shulchan Aruch over here. So in those cases, Shlomo Zalman, if you want to eat the apple first for whatever reason, then, as the doctor says, leave the Rimonim and the Tamarim in the kitchen. It's not Lefonim right now. All you have in front of you is the case of the apple over here. Then make the eights, then bring it out in front of you. Also, Mishnah Berurah Shavoy. Yeah, you have Das. Or you have Das. You plan to eat it, but it's not in front of you right now. So therefore, Mitzan this halacha again. Yesh Amin Lishamach Nizataz, Aruch HaShulchan. But the correct thing in Yom HaDin, do like the Mishnah Berurah. Either take the Zayin Minim first, numerous people do, because once we have numerous farms say to go do that, they do that. If you want to have a Messiah that your parents somehow take an apple first, make sure you leave the Zayin Minim in the kitchen. No, that's Baruch Hashem Tzricho. And my father does not do it that way.
No,
Mishpah says Baruch Shein Tzricho. Right, that's first thing.
Yes, but all the eating. We said before that all the eating you're allowed to do.
No, there's no order of eating over here.
Sarah,
there's no, say about achilin, they get achilish point, not the gate in Yonah. Fine, that's first. Abhuda verse Chacham. Second point is, the Gemara says, when ain't Baruch Shabbos, the halach is, what does that mean? That means the Mishnah says, Ezimem Shiyirtsa. The Gemara says that means Chaviv wins out. Doesn't mean Ezimem Shiyirtsa, pick whatever you want. You have to take Chaviv, what you want. What does that mean? So the way Halei Rosh says, it means kapashtis. It means take whatever you want. Do whatever you want. Pick anyone you want. Rav Yehuda, Azura, they say do whatever you want. Atzad Hasheni, the way Atosis, when he says over, he says, now once Ein Bracha Shoviz, Kamal Yehuda, and says, now he agrees to the Milo of Chaviv. So usually we have a Milo of Zayiminim. When he says, no Bracha Shoviz, now we have a Milo of Chaviv. That means you have Eitz and Adamo. In this situation, the person will take whatever is Chavitim will win out over here. That's Ben Yehuda, the Smag, Rashba, the Smag, they go this way. So Machlokes again, among Rishonim, what to go do. And that's the two Shitas in the Mechaber in Sefalef. When Ein Bracha Shoviz starts of the Mechaber and brings down the Locha of the Rosh, Eiz Mem Shiyerzo, V'yesh Oymer brings down the Rashba that says, the Locha of Chaviv has the Mechaber Paskening, Yestav V'yesh Oymer, is Paskening Yestav Eiz Mem Shiyerzo. Atzad Hasheni comes to Mishavuro, and he says, why is the Mechaber Paskening that way for? The Rosh Lamais is a Das Yochid, and therefore Roy V'yishayinim and Paskim Saif HaKaret, Ein Bracha Shoviz, Chaviv wins out. V'oidiz Moisev Derech Agav, even according to the Rosh, Eiz Mem Shiyerzo, do whatever you want. So let's be Chayshish now, for the second Shito of the Rashba, take case of Chaviv. He says, do what you want, so let's be Chayshish, Echanami, the case of Chaviv over here. And therefore, come up with Shmuel, and he writes numerous times that in the case of Ein Bracha Shoviz, then the Chaviv Lamaisa will win out. Now, come up with the Svarim, they bring down, they discuss what's Lamdus over here. We have a case over here of when the Bracha Shoviz, Zayim Minim beats out Chaviv. Chaviv is less. There's no Bracha Shoviz, we don't care about Zayim Minim. However, now we care about Chaviv. Manushach, either always care about Chaviv and Zayim Minim, or never care about Chaviv Zayim Minim. Why only when the Bracha Shoviz Zayim Minim went out? There's no Bracha, when they're not Bracha Shoviz, the Chaviv went out. What's going on over here? That's really the kasha the Rosh has on the Rashba, and therefore the Rosh says, do whatever you want. How's the Rashba going to answer back? So read the Rashba, he says they're working two separate ways. With the Bracha Shoviz, the words are Chad Pater Eich Legamri. One is coming to Pater the other one completely. It means one's the Iker, one's the Tafel. Mashenkin, we have two Brachas over here. It's the words like Dom Lachud Musas Zutahi. If we mark them one upon the other, is a small point over here. And the way that Chaim point out, what does the Rashba mean? What's his words? So where Berkowitz says over, or the Sefer of Zaysa Bracho, Madani Osher, dropped him in Nusach, but it come out the same idea over here, that when a person, there are two types of Brachas over here, the Bracha Shavis, a Bracha She'ein Shavis. When Brachas are Shavis, you have a case of Zayiminim, a Zayis, and you have a Tepuach, apple over here, eights. So it's one Bracha. So you're making one Bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech Olam, Baruch Priya, eights. One Bracha. So when you're making one bracha on two things over here, you're going to pick what a Kodesh Baruch Hu loves over here. It's his bracha, picking on something. What's he makdim? He's makdim what's the shvach of Eretz Yisrael. He's makdim the zayim minim. Or the case of an apple. That's his akdomo. What's ain shavus? I'm making two brachas. I'm making a bracha by pri adomo. I'm making a bracha by pri eitz. So mitzad Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm making two brachas anyway. Now it's mitzad me, mitzad the gavra, what for me to go makdim? The words of the Rashba, milsad jutrihi, mitzad the gavra. I don't go with my right hand, I go with my right foot. Mitzad me, shibay, what's choshev to me over here? Mitzad me, mitzad the gavra, whatever's choshev to me. So there, what I'm defining it, because mitzad kosh baruch, I'm making two brachas anyway. So it's my definition, it's what's choshev to me. So again, the way the Svam is saying, I love this, and I have enough communists to it. And what's one bracha, we pick what's Choshev in the eye of Kosh Baruch Hu, what's his bracha to chal upon? Zayiminim. What's neged to me? What's when I'm making anyway two brachas? So let's choose what I'm saying is chaviv. That's my personal definition over here. The third point over here: what defines chaviv? So it's very clear. The Chaim point down machlokes the Rosh versus the Rambam. The Rosh says whatever in general you always enjoy apples. That is the definition of Chaviv. Mashenkin, according to the Rambam, it goes, what, even though generally you like apples, right now I want grapes, I have a craving for grapes. Right now the Chavivus is what I want right now. How to go Paskin? Again, the way of the Mechaber, Tzivalf Tzivbeis, he seems to go over the case, what is Ruggel Bechalius over here, and therefore the Magavram goes this way, the Chayodom, Shulchan Shloimel, Mishwar Paskins, we go over Bechalius. Hagam, the Eliyahu brings down the Chinuch, the Mishpura points out that way. Bichodesh Paskin, we go over what I want right now, right at this moment. And the Sharatim points out, if someone goes after Malach, what he wants right now, says Sharatim, Yeshomi Lismoich, that's the Pashas Loshna Mishnah. It means I'm going that way. The simple reading of the Mishnah is what I want right now. I said the Sharatim says that the Pashas Loshna Mishnah, Gami does not pass like that. And he passes very clearly, we go after the Klolius. But he says, Yeshomi Lismoich, that goes over what the Chavibus is right now. Besides, again, we had the Taz, the Orch Shukhnu went this way, that do whatever you want, because Yeshem Elizabeth this way, Yeshem Elizabeth that way, and whatever you want, go do over here. At the end of the day, the Meister, Mishabu Paskins, a Gam will see later on, whom it's tired of the two sheets over here, but he Paskins, the Chavivus, the definition is, what's Chav right now. Now, we say something that's Chaviv, the simple understanding means what my taste, my desire and taste is. Let's say it's not Mitzah taste. I want it right now, because the Rebbe gave Shraim. So for sure, the Rebbe Shraim, the two Eitzes. Is there a Milo that I want it because it's the Rebbe Shraim? So Yisrael Shlom Eliashiv, he says, yeah. It's a Chavivus. Chavivus does not mean Dafka taste over here. So once he's seeing the idea is love Dafka taste, so what happens, and it seems to be an argument in my house sometimes, that you have Chalas that are made by the store, that have Gishmak taste over here. Then let's say you don't have made Chalas. Okay? If you emotionally, you love them and appreciate them emotionally. So you have taste versus your emotional chavivus to your daughter. Well, the maisa wins out. Do you go after your ahava and your chaviva for your daughter that she made special chalas? You'd be kind of mitzvah of Rosh's chal over here. It's a great question. So the Chesukei Chemed says, the maisa, your chavivus to your daughter wins out. And my family at the table, there seems to be an argument on that question sometimes. What exactly should win out? I can hear Stark say, Fakar, taste wins out. Yish lotim, mikan lekan. Dear Shabinjan, another interesting shayla. I said daughter, not wife for a reason. Of course, Shalom Bayis wins out.
Why is Nachman winning out?
I don't know if it's chinuch over here. I'm chinuch them to make it taste better. Dear Shabinjan, another machlokes over here. Let's say betzim, the taste is the same, most of the same, but it's healthier. It's healthier nichon to get of chavivus. So I bring down machlokes of Shalom Zalman versus Scheinberg. But I like Rav Nevatal, he says, during the week you can discuss what's healthier. But Shabbos, you go after Oynik. Shabbos also is Oynik. Fine. Now, once we have this halacha of Chavivus, come on with Shabura. Sorry, what? You can discuss it with Mommy. Fine. Now, once we have this halacha of Chavivus, come on with Shabura and Sifkon, hey, you bring down another sugya and get to the idea of Shalom. Over here we're discussing, we plan to eat two things. The question, which one goes first? In Kuf Samaches, we're discussing, we're going to eat only one thing. The question is, which one thing should I take? I have in front of me two pieces of bread. One's lucky, one's not lucky. Shulchan Aruch said, I have a choice which one to eat. I don't care which one. Take the lucky. I have a choice what to make the bracha on chitin or sa'irin. Take the chitin. I have a choice to take something that's shalom or chaticha. Make the bracha on the shalom. Once we have the loch and kuf samaches negeh to when you what to pick, we decided the idea of making one thing over here. Says the mishmur who didn't negate the hierarchy, demons and brachas will be the same thing. We see there's a mile of shalom. Therefore, comes out you have zayminim, then you have a case of chaviv, and therefore let's say everything over here is equal. Says the mishmur a case of shalom. Now, speak to the mishmur that two cases once discussed the idea of shalom. When it's oisa bracha. And what the bracha not Shabbos? When it's the same bracha, the same one, then he says what goes first. He says zayminim. We pass like a Yehuda. Well, the Meister Shalom will beat Chaviv, like saying Kuf Samaches. The Shalom beats Chaviv. He also Shalom will be in the middle. We go in between. That means zayminim, Shalom, and then Chaviv. Said the Sharetzim. But let's say it's two different brachas over here. They're not Shabbos over here. Then he starts claiming what to go do over here. He goes back and forth. He says, do you put the case of Shalom first? Because we know the loch is when they're not Shavas. We get the loch of Gimel, the Chav is Kaidim. And now we're saying over here when the Shavas, Shalom beats it out. She says, go Shalom, then Chaviv. Shalom was first. Well, no, Lamaisa Shalom is after the Zayaminim. Therefore, we put it Chav Zayaminim, and then Shalom, put it last. That means he declares, you put it first or last. That means when the Shavas, it's in the middle. But it's not Shavuos. He declares you put up first or last. Now, being down the Derech Chaim, that's in the Sivis, the Deep Pasuk, Halacha Shalom is always first, is number one. It beats Chavuos, so beats is always number one. But in Maaseh, he's not sure. So Pashtus, yeah, Shalom will be number one. That's there.
In which case, he said Adonis would beat Zayim.
No, because what? Because Chav beats Zayiminim. When not Shavuos, Chav beats Zayiminim. Shalom beats Chav. Pashtus, you have Derech Chaim that says Shalom goes first. Second, you have Shartin is Mesopek. So in Sav, Moitim Dei Vatai. So it says Veber, and Vazoy Sabracha. Well, follow the Sivist. The Loch is Shalom go first. Asad Hasheni, come along with Madani Osher, and Vazoy Sabracha themselves. And then we're tied with the Lumdus we mentioned beforehand. The Yesh L'chalik, the two brachas or one bracha. If it's one bracha over here, they're going after what the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Machshev. Kodesh Baruch Hu's Machshev, the Zayiminim. Difficult Zayiminim, and then the case of Shalom. Once anyway, we're making two brachas over here, so it's Minsad the Gavro. It's Minsad the Gavro. They will come out that the case of Chaviv will win out, and Shalom will be afterwards. So they come along, they want Taina, it's a Chiddush, the Zayis of Bracha, and the Osher says, we have Nasiva says, Shalom Maisis first. The Mesmur is Mesopek. And what Paskin Farket was first, Chaviv over here is first. Because once we're making two brachas with the Lumdus, looking at the Gavro over here, and not Minsad Akash Baruchu, so they will Maisis what wins out, the case of Chaviv. Now, once we have the halacha of Shalom is in the hierarchy over here, what defines Shalom? So it says the Pesukim very clearly that even if it's made by a human being, the case is Kuf Samachas is Chala made by a human being, it's Nichon Negeda of Shalom. A pretzel, you have two pretzels in front of you, one a cracked pretzel, one a whole pretzel. So halacha is a whole pretzel goes first. So you have a whole pretzel over here, a part of cake. So you have two different things over here. You can eat both over here. Take a whole pretzel. Some Shalom, if they even, they're both chavv to you, you take a whole pretzel, first a piece of cake over here. They discuss, let's say you have a tree, an orange, that you have to peel. Should you peel it first? Or make sure it's really Shalom over here. So there's a Shari Shuvah and Simon Reish Pei, he's brought down by the Kav Chaim over there, that says, once it's peeled, it's still Shalom. Therefore, mitzvah sugi v'hefsek, peel the orange first, make sure it's a whole orange, make a bracha eight, and then over here eat the case over here. There is a chiddush. I see this brought down by Liashu B'chaim. A full cup is that nichal gedo kein shalom. It's better than half a cup. By Taina, yeah, the idea of shleim is even the full cup, which is a chiddush. So fine, we have that over here. The idea of mishmur being down, magavam, the idea of shalom. So a full means when you go to the shekel store and you buy a cup and what do people do to the top to get the whole amount, that's nichol and get a full.
What
you hold that's full because you want to get your full amount. That's full. Now, once we have the idea of Sholem building upon that, we'll see in the Kuv Samaches there's a mile of something being godel, tall. The mile over there. For example, everyone knows the loch is when you buy a lulav, Mishmur says the Ma'ilav are having a tall lulav. Rabbi Shalulav. Mishmur brought down the Hilchas Chanukah. He says you should have long neiris over here. And being down the stipler, he had choice of having a big esrog, a very small esrog, very clean. Rav Shmuel said he took the big esrog, it's nicer. Gam the oil over here, I usually try to take the small one, pay a lot of money. Stipler says, no, something big is nicer. Get a big one with a blatlach on top of it. It says in Hashem over here also, once you have a Ma'ilav Shalom, who did the Ma'ilav Gavil? Therefore, you have two things in front of you, the both chaviv, the both shalom, both everything. You have a choice what to have over here. A small piece of pretzel, that's a whole thing over here. Or something that's whole also that's bigger over here. So the ma'aseh takes something that's whole that's bigger. Ma'aseh, there's a mile or two over here. Now, the Masham speaks out. However, Vada Chav wins out over here. We're discussing a case when you have a situation when everything is even. You have chaviv, as I mean, and those things win out over here. Fine. So we went through again one sugya over here, and went through four points to get to the sugya. That means that we pass the chaviv versus Yehuda, what's the definition of chaviv, what's the chayzizem of mevarach al zeh. Next sugya, the lochas of gimel. We have a story on daf lamed tes. Remember being down in Meisah, the two talmidim or a couple of talmidim were singing in front of two talmidim in front of by Kafro, and they brought in front of Kafro kuv udumaskin or pargiot. They brought in front of him shlokis and cabbage, and also chicken, fowl. So they offered the Talmud, one of the Talmudim, to go ahead and make a bracha. He jumped and took pargiot. Pargiot, you go to the shawarma store, that's chicken over here in this country. Anyone else? You have chicken over here. And he might say, chapted and made a bracha over here. Shakal niyabedvari. But the Talmud over here laughed. So, by kafel, the Maisa, he got upset. Of both of them, he says, Maisa, the reason why he took parkiot is chaviv. The Maisa, he never tasted chicken over here. Chicken is very chosh over here. Then he turned to the one who Maisa made a bracha upon it. Shakal and says, Chokhmein kan, ziknein kan, ask me what you can make a bracha on. Finally, Maisa, the Gemara says, both of them did not end off the year, all passed away. What's the side of the machlekes? The Gemara is two lashonis. The first lashon, the Gemara says, yeah, machlekes over here. We have a case of Shakal versus Adamo. What wins out? Do you say Chavu wins out? Or Pri Adamo wins out? Chavu versus Bar Pri Adamo. The second lashon says, in the case over here, same choices. Do you say Chavu wins out versus case of Zayin? Something that's Muslim over here, Kuv is Muslim over here. Does that be the case of Chavu over here? Now, therefore, it comes out. Let's go with the first lashon. Very clearly, we pass in this way. The person has a case of Shakal and Adamo. The Gemara says, it's sad that Pri is out of. Why is Pri out of? What's the Milo? Says Rashi, it's a bracha chshuva la'atzmo, the dvorm chashuvim. Lashon mechaber, it's a bracha chshuva over here. The way the Mishabur makes down the lashon of Taisvitz, b'vureres tvei. That means we know Shakal niya b'dvoroi is a bracha kaleles. It takes everything. Ma'ashengim boi Pri Adamo is being. Defining the bracha, what's being made upon, not bakalius, is being defined on bar pri adamo, things that are grown upon the ground. Therefore, it has a more chshivus to the bracha, be more machshiv the pri over here, and therefore the case of adamo will be the case of shakal. Therefore, the mishnah brings down that he says, let's say go to the shtiblach, and you have the, some yain sirach, some brunson over there, and they have some. His case over there is to have some hadamo or some eitz, same thing, some zinz over there. What bracha should you make first over there? Should you say you make a bracha on the whiskey because that's the icky, you want the whiskey, and everything else, bicker tovel to it? So he says 2 points. Number one, it'll be a shalt, you make a bracha on the cake afterwards. Therefore, make a bracha on the cake first. And second of all, in the kedimo, again, his case over there is markachat. Kach is hadamo or eitz. Since also that goes first, hadamo and eitz goes first. And then afterwards, make a bracha on the whiskey over here. Kedimas brachas. Now, what he discusses now, it can toffle. Now we get to Be'ez Hashem on Reshit Beis, the second point. So, come now, we have very clear halacha in Sev Gimel. When you have eitz and shakel, eitz is a bracha muvares, beitz a shakel. You have a dumma shakel, a dumma is a bracha muvares, beitz shakel. What's the case when you have an eitz and a dumma? They're both of them are muvares. Do you. And but they point out, it sounds like a little bit mysterious Gemara. The Gemara Mem Aleph and Aleph discussing when the brachs are not Shavis, you have a case of a Zayis and a Tznoin. That means you have eitz and a Domo. The Gemara Mem Daf Lamed Tes discussing a case of when you have Kug and Pagiot, you have a Domo and Shakal. One time the Gemara is saying a Bracha Muvaris wins out. One time the Gemara seems to be missing this point, a Bracha Muvaris wins out. So is this serious Gemara? So no, Yesh L'chalek. And say when you have a case of Eitz and Adamo, when the case of Zayis and Tznoin, they're both Mavoras, I want more Mavora, drop more, not much of a difference over here. So you know what, that's a Machlok Svishenim, how do you put the two sugars together over here? That means place is being done the Bahakshito, that says, just like the Loch over here is, that Adamo beats Shakal, who would in the Eitz beats Adamo? Why? Her Eitz is more Mavora than the case of Adamo. And therefore, the Ru'ah, the Ritva, they paskin, the hierarchy of brachas is, ha'eitz always beats Adamo. Come on, Tracy, they points out. No, so what you mean? Ha'eitz not Adamo, what went out? Ha'eitz beats Adamo. That's the klal. Now, Tracy points out, that's not like Lishna Kama in the Gemara. Because Lishna Kama comes along and says, ha'eitz and Adamo, mevarcha zeh, v'chayz mevarcha zeh. That must be the passing of the second Lashon. That means we have already the Rambam, it's not clear, Paskins, not that much of an afkimin, Paskin Chomin. Then we have over here the Shita, according to the Bahag, that we're not passing the first Lashon, but passing like the second Lashon, and it come after the eighth of Bina Domo. Atzad Hasheni, come along, they bring down the Ben Yena, the Chinuch, they Paskin know, eighth of Nadomo, what wins out, Hadomo the Maisa, the Had Chavim wins out, whatever's more Chavim. That means you have in front of you a Zayis and a Tznoin. If there was more chaviv, the Gemara's custody case would have not chaviv. But the more chaviv, the chaviv of the Maisa went out. Asada Shlishi, The Rosh comes along and says, Eitz Adamo, no difference, whatever you want. There's no Mila of Chaviv, there's no Mila of Eitz. Pick whatever you want. So there's three sheeted. What do the Eitz and Adamo? Do you come along and say, Eitz always wins out, the Bahag Shito? You say, Chav wins out? Or say, the Loch is like the Rosh, the Torah brings down. Whatever you want, there's no Mila, there's no any Indian of Mavaris, no Mila of Chaviv, everything's beside her. Halach Lamaisa. The Shartzin does bring down the El Rabba. The El Rabba says we pass like the Bahag, that a Bar Pure eats the Maisa wins out. El Ulam read the Taz, read the Magavram. They pass in the Maisa, the Halach is Chav wins out. They've won Mishmur numerous times, and the grass passes this way. The Chav, the Chai Odom, the Kitzer, the Chav wins out. That means even though everyone knows the orders of making Bracha is Amoiti, then Mazainis, then Agofen, then Eitz and Adom and the Shackle, but Eitz and Adom, those two specifically, can switch according to Mishmur if the Adom is more Chav than the case of the Eitz. We'll switch over here. Therefore, a person has an apple in front of him, a banana in front of him. Classic example. What Bracha do you make? First, it really depends. If the banana is Chavim, the banana went out. Otherwise, the apple went out. They're both even. Apple went out. The Eitz went out.
Even if one is still
the Chavim. Yeah, Chavim always went out. Chavim went out. No, Chavim was still... No,
Chavim
was still... I'm not sure what you mean, but Chavim always went out. Chavim went out. Again, Chavim went out. Now, come on, Mishmur, however, is Moisiv now. We mentioned before in the Machlok is Rosh and Rambam what the definition of Chaviv is. Is Chaviv Beklolius or Chaviv right now? They come along the Derech HaChaim and says Chaviv wins out, and either Chaviv will win out, whether the Rosh is Chaviv or the Rambam is Chaviv. Either Beklolius will win out, or if it's Chaviv right now, will win out. Come along, Mishmur says, no, not that way. Since we have the Bahak Sheet of the Eitz wins out, let's be tzarif the Bahag with either Rosh or the Rambam. And the only time the Chavul went out, when you have both right now, you have a case that's Chavul right now and Beklolius, then we'll say Chavul wins out. That means Mishmur is coming to, and it is tzarif the Bahag Shito, with either the Rosh sometimes or the Rambam sometimes. But right now, Chavul went out when the 8th verse Adama, only in the situation, when is Chavul side now and side in general? Speaks out the Bialacho. Third sugi over here, Sif Dalit, is the Gemara Dafim Aleph. Come on, the Gemara and Migzan, a klal, the Kol Muktim, a Pasuk, Zeh, Muktim Lebracha. That means you have a Pasuk, an Akev, that says over there, Eretz Chitas, Oro, Gef, Tain of Rimon, Eretz Zayas, Shemen, Udvash. That means the person has a hierarchy, what to go make brachas first, and we should follow the order of the Pasuk over here. The Gemara Migzan, a Meister, a Chizir, a Menuno. They gave it tamar and rimoin, a pomegranate, and a date. They came along with a menuna and they made a bracha on the tamar. On the date over here. Factor of Chizal, Maises, later on in the pasuk. So he answered back, it says the word oritz twice. And therefore, since it's the second one, it's earlier in the second oritz, then the tamar is later at the fifth one in the first oritz. Therefore, whatever is earlier in the second oritz will beat whatever is later in the first Aretz. Now, what does that mean exactly? So come along the Turi Evan and the Tzlach, and they ask two obvious questions. First of all, we're saying go to the order of the Pasuk. The Pasuk has to write something. It has to write something somewhere, somehow. Where do you see the Pasuk is telling us an order over here? The second question is, come tell us the order, why write two Aretzes for? Let's write the Aretz, write the order straight. Why do it in a cryptic way of having two orators, and then we'll have to figure out, say over the pasuk, and then switch the order around over here. So the same one question answer the second one. The fact that we're having two orators is come to go tell us there's a mile of a hierarchy over here. Otherwise, you just come along and tell me that's right. There has to be some order in the pasuk over here. So the fact we have two orators over here to tell us that there must be a hierarchy, and therefore that's what you can say. We just follow the order of the pasuk. First shot in the sugya. We mentioned in the beginning of Chabur, another question is how can we make a drasha from the Pasuk where Baruch Hu only did the Rabbanon? Now, Yeshua's Kasha, we said, Liash of Chiddush over here, Timus and Achila, fine. It comes out over here, that'll be Svarshu, but what should be wine over here? That means the fifth thing over here is the case of an oven. The number is number five. What's the case of Yain? Says Ramah, since Yain has its own special bracha over here, therefore says Ramah, wine will skip and go to the to be number three and do Eretz Chita V'Sa'ira, then the case of Yain. It comes out very clear in the Ramah. The halacha is that we first do Mezainis, and then we make a Bar Pri Agafen. And it'll come out and learn it in Sef Hei, the halacha is, and the Chava bring down, or the Ramah bring down, that Hamaiti beats everything. That means what comes out, to be clear, the order in the get to brachas is first Hamaitzi, then Mezainis, then Agafen, then Eitz, then Adoma, then Shackle. And sometimes the Eitz and Adoma we might switch over here if one's Chava over another. But that's the hierarchy. Very simple over here. Building upon this, that we're saying the Loch is Hamaitzi is first, Mezainis is second, and then Agafen is three over here. Then, why in the world by Kiddush, Friday night, are you doing Agafen first before Hamaitzi? Why? Because you make Kiddush to Mekadesh Shabbos. Building upon this is where the Binah Meshem Lishami is why we cover the Chalas. There are three reasons brought down the Mishmur why we're covering the Chalas. One of them, he says, is why? Because what are you supposed to make a bracha on first? Hamaitzi. Therefore, we're covering the Chalas of the Sugya of Busha. And therefore, we make a Bar Pri Agafen, then we make a Locha of Hamaitzi over here. If that's so, we're saying what? Hamaitzi, Mezainis, and Agafen. Do you cover the mezainis? You have cake on the table. Do you have covered the mezainis over here? It's in the same circle. Come on, the chayotim and the kitzer. They say, yes. It's the same idea, same reason, same concept. You have to cover over here where you plan to go eat. Therefore, it's brought down by the Rosh Mordechai and the David Sino, Noman Zilber, and the Shmir Shabbos B'chosoy, Vader, Shmuel, B'chaim, others. The fights in the ring down, Lachal Maish, you have to cover the mezainis. Now, I know the Yerusha brings down one safer of Kop is Michael, you should know where it's coming from. Now, just to be clear what that means, there says the Shmir Shabbat Kulchos brings down Shom the Zalman, since the Gedic Demons of Brachas, who has to cover it? The one who's drinking the wine and one being Mekadesh, because he has two things in front of him. But let's say the one who's listening to it is three tables behind by a Kiddush, and it's during the day, he's listening to Kiddush, he does not plan to drink from the wine. So, for him, there's no two choices over here. The whole idea of covering it is if I plan to eat from the cake. Let's say I don't plan to eat from the cake. Also, I don't have to cover it. I plan to have one piece of cake and my kiddush. I have to cover my cake and my kiddush. And you who can take from my kiddush and drink a little bit, you have to cover from the wine, you have to cover your cake. Now, usually they cover the whole platter over there because no one takes. It's not nice to take before. But if you take before, you just have to cover whatever you plan to eat. It's not a good demo. The other person who's not drinking any yain at all, why cover it for? He's not making two brachas over here. He'd be kind of mitzvah kiddush al yain, but the get the brach of eating, he's making on the cake, says Shlomo Zalman. But comes out of the halacha over here is one of the reasons why we're covering him in the sugya of busha, that number one is not only challah, but even mezainis, be'ikah the paiskim say, but the mezainis of what? From the person who's making the kiddush or drinking from the kiddush. I know that there are yechidim who do that. In the circular, should be that's the correct halacha over here. Now, once we're saying there's a kedima in the pasuk says Eretz Chita v'Sa'ira. Chita is first, Sa'ira is second. In the second Eretz, it starts with Zayis, an Aleph. So the question now is, does Zayis beat Sa'irin? Does an Aleph beat barley? What do you make a bracha on first? It's come with the Taz and the Magarvam, and they both say Zayis wins out. It's the first one in the second Aretz, beats the second one in the first Aretz. Zayis wins out. Pirim Godim, Shulchan Shloim, and the Graz, Chaodim, they pass, and Zayis wins out. However, the Taz, he brings down a Lavosh, says, doesn't sound Psham Lavosh. Look up Lavosh, he's Marach over here. He brings down the Shul over there, wants a Taino, the Loch is Zayis wins out. So Lavosh, not that way. He wants a Taino that, what is Mezainis? What do you mean Mezainis? These are things that are Mosin, Mephanis, Masbiya person over here. There's a bracha shiva upon it, and the whole idea that we have a bracha shiva upon it, alechem yichi odom, this is our main nourishment, the main mezainis over here, we're put into the world to have koyach for means to an end. There are other things that a person can eat, or eats, adoma, but the main thing is to have koyach to give us mazain. What is mazain? Koyach over here. A means to an end over here. And therefore, since this is what sustains life, mezainis always wins out. It's a better bracha always. has a chshivas of being mozin. Svia, that's the tachlis of achilo. That's the point of eating things. Oh, we'll get to it. Therefore, Lavosh paskins that Sa'irin will beat out the case of Zayas. Bori minim is Zayas, the more chosh of a bracha in the case of Zayas. Which moving down, that's the El Rav paskins, a little bit different reason. The Magabarim, the Archaim, my Mordechai, and Mishmur, five different times, says, we paskin like this Lavosh. Moshe has a god like this Lavosh. It comes out, the loch is that Mizayas will always beat out, which sounds the chshivas of the bracha, and therefore Zayas will be afterwards. Now, usually we don't have a choice over in front of a person of barley versus a case of an olives. What's very common is Oyer's rice. Rice is not in the pasuk at all. It's not there. So where do you put Oyer's in the hierarchy over here? It's not Kisim, it's not Shibul HaShol. What do you go do? So they'll come on the Prima Godim. He says, not Choshev. And he goes, he passes anyway like the Taz, the Magar Vam. The Chanami, you should put later after everything. I hear a Berkowitz, numerous times say, Alocha, the rice is afterwards. The Maisha, when you read the Lavosh, his example of Kashivas and will make a Mazenis words out, he writes Oiz. Lavosh writes rice over here. Then the Oiz says a case of rice. Now, I don't see the Mishibuah, but it doesn't seem to argue the point. And once you say the idea of Mazenis wins out, Oiz went out. And therefore, they bring down the Liashu that way, and the Vosu this way, Chaim Kivyeshku this way, Mazenis Abracha this way. They're going, obviously, not like the Tazamog Avram, because they're going, case of Zayis wins out. But once we paskin Mazenis wins out, nourishment wins out over here, will come out, and even Urz will go first.
Either way, it's Bracha Mavareris, it's
not. Again, not like. No, it's.
Forget about the state of the Zayin Amina.
Yes, but it's the same worse, not even the Zayin Amina. It's less. That's a Zayin Amina less. So that means it's not unfortunately Mishabura. The mice that comes out. What? Right, so the question about Oyez. Oyez is not part of that. The three other Kisman and Shibul HaShol is all part of it, part of Chamesh. But Oyez is not part of Chamesh. Right? So the question is, where do you put that in the hierarchy? Maisa Svarim say, once you have the Lumnus of the Vush, the Cheshivus of the Bracha, that also means Boim Minzayis went out over here. Again, it's a Kiddush. So again, if you follow that Hogel, like most from like the Mishabrua, it always comes out, again, like Amos is number one, Mizayin is always number two, no matter what the Mizayin over here is. Then we'll go to the case of Agafen, then the case of Eitz Nadamo. Now, the Magaram has a question with his Sugyo, what happens when you have a Gilgul HaChayzer? Something that's a circle that does not end. His case over here is when you have Yayin, and then you have a case of Tashul of Sa'arin, and you have a case of Azayas. He says, if you have a zayis in the yayin, what do you go do? You pick up the yayin. As far as you pick up the yayin, now you have the yayin and the sa'arin. Well, the sa'arin wins. So you put down the yayin, take the sa'arin. Now you have the sa'arin and the zayis. What do you do? Put down the sa'arin, you pick up the zayis. But then again, you have the yayin and the zayis. You go and pick up the yayin. You go in a circle. Nothing stops. It doesn't answer what to go do when you have a gilgul achayzer. Because there's nothing what to go do. Now the shayachuvah is called aleph. When he brings down the makaravam, he wants to send you upon a meiris. A sugya in Zvachim Dab Sadek, the Ger to Oif Oiz Beim of Maisel, same Gilgal Chayzer, and he wants time that the Maisel Yain goes first. Us the Maisel we pass the Mishibur and don't have Kamino. Zayis the Maisel, the case of Sa'irin always will win out, Mazayis always will win out. However, they point out for us, the swarming down a couple of Gilgal Chayzers, which come up, can come up. You have a Tu B'Shvat, you have in front of you grapes, you have apples, and you have watermelon. Watermelon's a Dhamma. And the first two are the case of eights. Let's say you always love apples, number one in the hierarchy. The second thing you like is watermelon. Grapes you like the least. That's the Mitzvah over here. Those are the facts. What to go do? So if you have an apple versus grapes, what happens? Zayiminim, grapes. But now you have the grapes and you have the watermelon. Well, since it's not Baruch HaShavis, you have the Chaviv. So you take the Avatiach, the watermelon. So now you have the Avatiach. But now you have the Avatiach and you have the Tepoach. The apple's more. The Chav wins out. The apple. So now they have the apple. Then you go back to apple. What wins out? The Novim. What beats the Novim? Avatiach. What beats the Avatiach? The Tepoach. What beats the Tepoach? The Novim. What beats the Novim? The Avatiach. Then the Tepoach. And the Gilgal Chayzer. Same question. Chag got here, right? So we have a Gilgal Chayzer. What to go do? So Vosner doesn't explain why. He says the Maisa Min Zayin always wins out. However, with the lumbas you mentioned before, and come over to Zayis Avrocha, my Danai Osher, the same idea over here, they point out, it really depends. Once we say it depends if you're making two brachas or one bracha, how exactly it's working. So if you make one bracha, you have an eitz, a zayin minim. So then go after what Kosh Baruch wants. Kosh Baruch wants a zayin minim. But once anyway over here making two brachas, so therefore we're going after what's chav to you. Therefore what's chav to me, lemaisa, the watermelon. Therefore I first make a bracha on the watermelon and then on the zayin minim over here. We're going after my chavibus, what one's out, because I'm making away two brachas, my chavibus is avatiach, and then the zayin minim. With their own lumbus over here. Same thing, the stipler has a letter, or they ask the stipler, you have a case of two zayin minims, a tamara and a ta'ina, and also you have a case of banana, which is a adama. He also discusses what happens when you love the ta'ina most, then banana, then tamar. Tamar goes in the same gilgul ha'chayzer, same question, same shaila among the svarim. Now, the svarim discuss, do you have other times to be machtim things one over another? For example, you have an esrog in front of you, and a couple things to eat, and they're all shava. You say esrog goes first, because the esrog you made, use for the abaminim. Now you made it into jam over here. Is there a kedim over here? Could you use it for a mitzvah? It's the isra vosner, and you can compare it to the sugya of Erev Tashilim, but once you use something for a mitzvah, you use it also for lacha mishnah. So there is, they point out, you can maybe have other milas in the situation that use it for a mitzvah. Do you say there's a mila of a shechianu? I have a couple of fruits in front of you, one of them I plan to make a shechianu. This is a mila. So being down a level of Ram that says, if everything's even, avad is a mila of shechianu. But let's say there is one design minim, then has a lacha being chaviv, so if we make a bracha one thing, zayin minim will be the case of shechianu. But it says, no, we see no my love, any kedimah is over here in the gate of shechianu. Interesting question, Shikal Das question, how do you put shechianu into play when you have a couple of fruits in front of you? People in front of them, let's say, oichel mashka. Is there kedimah, the gate of bracha of food is more chosh than the case of mashka over here? So the ritual of the Sukkot of Pim Aleph said there is no kedimah of Michael over mashka, and therefore goes whatever you personally want. Pim Gon Malach Lamais go this way, the Masham. Most of them go this way. Agam, I see that being there in Vosner, the Archon Shulchan says the Maila and Michael. The steamers of Paiskim sound like there is no Maila of Eichel versus case of Mashko. They also point out, let's say you have Paris in front of you. You have two wines. One wine is very soul, one of wine of Chutz La'aretz. You have two Paris in front of you. One of Erisol, one of Chutz La'aretz. Also, is there a Maila? So the Issa was in this question, one of Chaliyo. The one time the fact we see that the Paris Erisol can have the Sugya of Bakurib, Sugya of Maisar, see there's a Maila in the Pri itself. There's a mile being maktim the pri itself. They discuss, let's say Klaisel is being compared to certain fruits and vegetables. They bring down, for example, a posik in Shir Hashirim, Mekinas Eggers Yuati, Kripuch Ba'atsayar. Is there a mile of eating an Eggers first? Klaisel is being prepared to an Eggers. Is there eating a mile to have an apple first? We have the Charesis, Eggersim, and Tapuach, because that's a moshel to Klaisel. So the Kav Chaim and the Zayis HaBrocha brings down, if everything's even, have an apple first. Everything's even, have a nut first. These are things that Kleisel is compared to. It's a Chiddush not brought down. Vavaza points out, we do not find that way among the Paiskim over here. And they point out, well, Eimai Melatoro. Do you have any drinks? You take water first. I see the Bech Tabayis has a question. Well, Eretz Zavos Cholov Advash. Well, cholov, if you have a choice, anything, cholov should go first. We don't see it brought down having a mile of water first and milk first. Chumah, what it says over here is neger specifically what it says on the page, and don't take on more chumahs or more concept that says more on the page. Sifei Kamal Ramon says 4 points. First, he says, the loch is amoitzi before the case of mezainis, aleph. Mishbu explains what that means. It means even when you make a bracha in mezainis during the meal, still, I might see the mice wins out. Second thing, says Ramah, let's say you did not plan to go eat it, there's no sugya of kedimus. A third thing he says, let's say a person made a mistake. He's mocked him one in front of the other, you should not be mocked him. Made a mistake. There's a bracha chal. Says the Ramah, but the evil mice is chal. Don't be crazy to make another bracha. However, he says the fourth thing, a very important klal over here, the sugya of a gerera. That means we know already, we learned Simon Reishvav, there's two sugyas over here, a sugya of Das, a sugya of Gerera. That means something when you make the bracha upon, something that's being a bracha being dragged along with it. That means the Mechabashito, you pick up an apple, you make a bracha, Bar Priya Eitz. The bracha is chal on the apple, and the apple that's in front of you is being dragged along. That means if you pick up this apple and then it falls, you lose it. Ones in front of you did not make a bracha upon that. You have to make a second bracha over here. Mishabura does not pass in that way. He says das means what you have in your hand, what's in front of you, or das. But let's say it's in the other room. That'll be nichol together of grera. Make a bracha on the apple. Mice, this apple falls. You go to another room, get another apple. The loch is, you'll have to make another bracha. That means the sugya of das, what's chal upon the bracha, the sugya of grera, what's being dragged along with it. So first, what defines das? We know there are really three levels. The stam das, no level. Das means everything you plan to have. It's something that you plan not to eat. Kesem nimlach. The loch over here brings down kiveger, the genus of rotem. The loch is that a person eating in somebody else's house, he's an orech, whatever's being brought out to him is nichol neged of das. He doesn't know what's coming. He eats whatever's around, whatever's being served to him, nichol neged of das. And therefore, it seems to me the style of a lot of us when we come home to go eat, we eat whatever's around with nichol neged of an orech. Whatever's around, we eat. That's nichol neged of das. That means whether it's lenachach the night before you go to sleep, whatever's around, you eat nichol neged of das. Whether it's supper, whatever's around, you eat nichol neged of das. And well, let's say you come home 12 o'clock, the meal's at 1 o'clock. When you come home, supper you always have every night, 8:30. And you come home at 7:30. You're going to eat a bite, one thing, that's stam das. Then you start changing your mind. Then you'll have the klolim, we already mentioned in Reish Vav, that if it's oisim in mamish, the loch is evenly finished, you have a sugya grero. When it's not oisim in mamish, if you're still eating it, you have a sugya grero. And if it's min ach legamri, like case of a dogim, and sheikhar, then you have to make two different brachas over here. Let's first say quick chazor, we learned before, and the sugya of das, sugya of grero. Come along, the Rashba brought down the base, so you have a very, very important klal, the sugya of grero. A lashon achren kul eina bidin. Eina bidin. The only time we say the sugya of grero is when the one thing you're eating, now the second thing is being dragged along, is as choshev or less choshev. But let's say the second thing you're eating is more choshev. Then the thing you made a bracha upon does not get dragged along. It can only get dragged along. Eat an apple, and let's say a zayim minim is more choshev. You made a bracha by pri eitz, and then you have a rimon. It's more choshev over here. It can't get dragged along. Therefore, even if it's called eisim min, it's still minim over here. But it's nechal the sugya of grero. It's not being dragged along. You'll have to make a second bracha over here. It's very important to cloud. People do not know this. Person sits down. Stam das. If you have das upon everything, you sit down to have a meal. Fine, you have das. But in the case of stam das, you sit down, you know, I'm going to have some rice. Rice tells you, have some pasta also. Pasta? Pasta is more choshev in the case of rice. Therefore, we not be nichol neged of, even though you're still eating over here, we not nichol neged of grero. It's not nichol neged, you said of eina bedin. And therefore, come along, says Ramah, we'll have to make another bracha. So we have a chiddush over here, a ruling in Reish Vav, Mishmur sends you to Reish Alef. A shlomis inin of Reish Vav, the halacha of grera only applies in the sugyo when it's as choshev or more choshev when we made the bracha on. If the second thing you're eating is more choshev than the first thing you're eating, there's no sugyo of grera, and therefore you have to make a second bracha. Now there is an interesting aruch shulchan over here. The taina is this halacha is dafka b'nei Torah who know this halacha. They want to follow halacha, and they know that the things that are less choshev, we're not going to be nichol inside of our things that are more choshev. But the moin amu do not know this halacha. So what do they think? They think everything is here. It's nichol neged of das of everything. And if he wants a taino, that only in Talmud Chochem, otherwise a stam person, tzorchin yet father amu or not. And the same bracha says, of Shaming says, we pass like the Aruch HaShulchan. And then what sounds like, that's why the moin am does not know this halacha, or the stam, the moin am does know this halacha. How the stam, the poiskim did not go this way. The pash is the sugya on the page, and the malachim did not seem to go this way. The loch of grera is dafka when something is even or less. Something is more choshu, would not have the loch of a grera. Now they point out that dafka, the second thing is mochavim, the second thing is zayminim, but the milo we mentioned before in the Mishabua, the case of shalom, or godol, and one time is not nichol together of the bayav, inim bedin of the rajba. That's best in the same thing. It's the same thing, mamish, except it's one's more shalom or gadol. The bialocha over here does bring down what you mentioned earlier in Reish Vav. Let's say you have the same exact apple, but the second apple is nicer than the first apple. Are you bringing two apples in front of you? Now, to come along and say, it's had a sugya of gerer shavoy, Are you able to eat the second apple? The second one's nicer. So in Reish Vav, he brought down the Machlokes. Magen Avraham says you have to make another bracha. Eli Rabba says, no, it's the min echad mamish. Over here, he only brings down the Eli Rabba. It sounds like if that min mamish, you're not to make another bracha over here. Now, to be mashum, the idea of kedimus to get to brachas is zera mile being makdim bracha achrona. That means a person has in front of him to make a bracha achrona, ala michil, and a barna fashis. Is there an idea to be makdim ala michil, or barna fashis? So there's a bialoch and reish beis and sifir aleph, we saw already, that brings down primogodim that's been saddened. The loch is that me'in sholosh lemaisa wins out. The loch of ala eitz or ala michil wins out whether mitzah the rajbo, that main sholosh is the deraiso, whether it's ke'in the idea of rechsa mosin over here, it's ke'in sholosh anyway, and therefore there's a chshivas of ala michil or ala eitz, the me'in sholosh over the case of Borna Foshis. Building upon that, this woman can evolve with a shell of Mishmur brought down in Simon Reish Ches. The person ate Hadamo, and he ate a case of Zayim Minim. On Zayim Minim, he'll make Allah Eitz, and Hadamo make a Bar Nefashis. When he says Allah Eitz, in the Nusach Allah Eitz, he says over here the Nusach Allah Oretz Vala Paris. On the Oretz, it also has things that's on the ground. Should he come along and say, once you make Allah Eitz over here, and you start off with Tunas Asada, you say now it also has inside of it the Hadoma that you ate? Does the Allah Eitz patches the vegetables that ate over here? Maisim Mechavim, the Allah Eitz are patches, you start off with Tunas Asada, and you end off Allah Oretz, Allah Peris. So you had in your Nusach of your Bracha the vegetables. So does your Allah Eitz patter your the Bar Nefashim of your vegetables? Because in the Nusach of Allah Eitz, to start off Numas Asada, to say Sada, Sada means anything goes in the ground. To end off Allah Oretz Vala Peris, yes, what's the Oretz? Anything goes in the ground. So it starts off and ends off in Memela, in your Nusach, you had all vegetables. So the Mechab is very clear in Sif Yigimel. It's not in Kabbas one and all. You have to make two different things. However, the Sharsin over there brings down the Chai Odom that wants to disagree. Mishmur Paskin's not like this Mechaber. No, I'm sorry, not like the Chai Odom. And therefore, the loch is you still say Ala Michya first, and then you say Bar Nefashis. However, you look up the Chai Odom that the Sharsin Meister is quoting over here. The Chai Odom says, no, maybe it will encompass it, and therefore over here switch to Bracha. Say Bar Nefashis first, and say Allah 8 second. Therefore, the Div Makil, the Kavachayim, the Bar Moshe, Yabi Imma, they want to be Choshish and say that even though the Klaus Allah Michel goes first, when you have a Shalom Mitzad, you make two Bracha Achroinas, the Bayav, a Bracha Achroino, Bar Nefosh, might be Bracha Vatolo, then switch the order. And Kamal Gulb Shom Zalman says, Lav Dafka, the case of Allah 8. Even the case of Allah Michel, you have the same problem. You have Allah Michel with any vegetable. In the Allah Michel, the Meister, we say over there, the Nusach of Allah Michel, anything that gives you Michel, will be the same. In you switch the order around. The place we're not saying, Allah Michel, Shalom Zalman says that way. Meister, if you go with the Meshmua, he's very clear, we do not go like the Chayodom. And therefore, the Lacha is always Allah Michel goes first, and Bar Nefashi goes second. Another case in the Gate to what goes first. Person ate something, he goes to the Sheritim, comes out. What goes first? Asher Yotzar, Brocha Achorino. What goes first? So the Maral and Shuvo that's brought down by the place came in Simon Zayin. Mishmur there brings it down. Primogodim Kivegar of Shulchan all bring down Simon Zayin. They all said the loch is Asher Yotzer goes first. That's halachal. Two reasons said the place came. Mashal. One is Todor Sheina Todor Todor Koidim, which you can get involved in the argument if that's true or not in Metzias Yesh Lodim. A second thing he says that since the ghetto going to the Sheritim there is no Shir. Mash Enki Negeta Achila, there is a Shir. The fact that it has no Shir shows there's a Milo to the idea of this Bracha over here. Therefore, Asher Yosef goes first. Therefore, again, Nochidi and Negeta Kedim Sa Brachas. Asher Yosef wins out Negeta Bracha Achorino. Then you make the Bracha Achorino. Not a Hefzik, yes, but you have to say Asher Yotzar. By Be'ez Hashem, now we Mamshech in the very important Sugyo of Simon Reish Yabeid, the Sugyo of Iker and Tafel. Slachol. Also, the Roshiva, this Roshiva asked personally, he went around to all the Rosh Chaburas, that we should be mechazik, and everyone who can come should come, and I should stress the Olam to come. I was told yesterday the Roshiva will come around, and I got personal invitation this morning by his gabbai that the Roshiva is telling you to tell Olam, not me. He told me personally also that the Olam should come here to mechazik. For us, the seger is for the Amoinam. Learning Torah, there is no seger. Please come, please be here, please be mechazik. And we should come on time to the end of Seder with Mincha to mechazik the Tzibur. Shalom.